Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Talking about in the first hour about revival and the Great Awakening and how we're believing for God to move powerfully in America. And I was abiding, the Lord reminded me about the day of the Lord. You know, the day of the Lord, the Bible says, he's going to come like a thief. He's going to come like a thief at a time that's unexpected. It's 2 Peter 3:10.
You may think about that, though. A thief comes when you don't expect him.
Right. You're not planning.
And it's just like, how could that have happened? I just left the house.
Right.
I just left the job. I just left my car. And they come and they take your GPS.
Yeah.
Right? And just takes. I just like happens like it just happened, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And that's how he's describing that. That's how he's describing his coming. Isn't that something?
It's a suddenly.
You're not going to be all this mental, you're going to have it all Mm-mm. figured out like everybody says they do. It's like, it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to know it happened if you go with him. But you're going to find out after a little bit if you didn't go with him, right?
So true.
The suddenly, man.
Whew. A quick suddenly. You know, we're living in a time where so much prophetic fulfillment. I mean, every year turn around, every day, mm-hmm. we're seeing so many things that are happening that God is doing and God's revealing on the earth today. And it's like this dot connects to this dot, connects to this dot, connects to that dot. And it's like, listen, you need to pay attention. You need to listen. We need to get this because there's going to be a suddenly that's going to happen. And God's going to come back. I know you may not have been hearing this, but Jesus is coming back. And nobody knows the day or the hour.
Have you ever seen anybody that you're looking at them and a kind of a bright light kind of hit them, and all of a sudden you just see their eye just like a little, all of a sudden it's just like a twinkle just hits their eye and it's gone, like boom.
Mm.
He even says it'll be like the twinkling of an eye
mm-hmm.
that quick.
Yeah.
But man, come quickly, Lord, right?
Wow, yeah.
I'm sorry
yeah.
about that. Talking, yeah. I interrupted you there, but I'm
no,
just like, it's like,
awesome.
I'm just getting excited. You getting excited?
Yeah.
I am so ready, right?
Listen, I am so Lord, ready. Come right now. I mean,
yeah.
come
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you look at, you know, we've been sharing about George Barna statistics and things he's been sharing. Listen, if only 19% of the church is actually reading the Bible, then you're not being prepared for the day of his coming. You're not being prepared. You don't know. And this is what Jesus said. He said, listen, we're going to live. You're going to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if you're not abiding, how can you discern the seasons and the times in which we're living in? You have to know. And the Bible also says that whatever can be shaken will be shaken, so that what cannot be shaken will remain. And you're going to see a lot of shaking going on. And not the shaking that you thought.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted to interrupt again, but I'm not going to interrupt again because I remember something from my past.
Not the shaking you were thinking about. Not that type of shaking. There's going to be a shaking. And I'm telling you that if you are not tied down to God, if you're not united with him, if you're not one with him, whatever you've tied yourself to, you're going to shake right along with it. And it's time to cut your confidence. If it's misplaced, if it's in people, things, stuff, the economy, my goodness, the government, you got to get, there's no confidence in all this. The only confidence we need to have is in the Lord Jesus Christ himself, so that we can stand in that day. You know, the Bible continues to say that we need to be watchful. We need to be aware. And in Luke, the Word of God says, be dressed, be ready for service, and keep your lamps burning like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him.
Mm. It looks like, you know, what you're saying is we have to be constantly alert.
Constantly.
We can't just sit back and just go, whatever, whatever. I mean, keeping your lamp burning. I mean, it sounds like abiding to me that you got to have the oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, just... so many people don't even have a flicker going on.
Well, the first thing is you got to be ready. That's the first thing. You got to be ready. You got to get dressed.
In season and out.
In season and out, and you got to be dressed. Remember in the parable that there was a man who didn't have in the wedding garments. He wasn't dressed. So he was out.
Even though he was invited to church.
Oh, yes.
He sat in the front row. When Jesus showed up on the final day, he said, "You don't have the garment of salvation on. You're not saved."
You're not saved.
Which means you're just because you got invited to church and you showed up and you might be teaching in the Sunday school class or whatever, you know, or maybe singing. Maybe you got a talent and you're singing and people are pumped up because they like your talent. It doesn't mean you're saved yet. You're not wearing that garment.
Let me tell you something. We
got to be ready.
We share about this a lot, but I'm telling you that I just had another encounter with someone and I'm sharing the gospel and just talking, and I just realized, you know, just because someone has religion, you can't confuse religion with relationship.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's like, come on now.
Da-da-da, you're like, oh.
Like, do you even know this Jesus? You know, what has this come to?
Yeah.
Where the church has been seen as a social institution where you can just come with, oh yeah, they'll give you school supplies and food. Yeah, it's like, what in the world?
That's right.
Listen.
And crucify you if you don't have some sort of community project.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's this whole social outreach, and it's like, listen.
You don't remember Jesus' fair? He had like a fair, a carnival thing going.
No, carnival, is that what that was? I didn't see that in anywhere in the Bible. But then again, if only 19% are actually reading the Bible, then maybe they thought the one was in there, but it's not. It's not. It's not a social gospel. And listen, it's not, you know, you have to be able to distinguish between religion and relationship. Religion is having a form of godliness and doing, you know, quote unquote, maybe what looks churchy, you know, but it's not God. You need to have a relationship with the Lord, and you need to know. Forget what somebody else tells you. You need to know, like the sky's blue and the grass is green, that you know God and that God knows you. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a knowing, because you got to be ready. You got to be dressed with a garment of salvation. And you have to be ready for service. Listen, those that love God want to do something for God. It's the byproduct. When you're in love with God and you have a relationship with the Lord, that overflowing of love causes you to want to say, what can I do for you? Not because doing something for him earns you anything. It's just out of gratitude, out of a thankful heart. God, what would you want me to do for you? And then he talks about having the burning lamp. And like you were talking about earlier, Greg, it's about having that abiding relationship with the Lord, keeping your lamp full, keeping your lamp bright, and being a guardian and a keeper of the flame. Listen, the Lord is coming back. And I think about in the days of Noah, the Bible says that they didn't even know. They didn't even know that the flood was coming until it actually came. Up until the day Noah entered the ark, They knew nothing.
They dialed him out and thought he was a fool. And he preached, for 125 years?
Something like that. Yeah, long time.
Long time.
Long time.
With no converts.
No converts.
But it was all God.
100%.
Yeah.
And up until the very moment, they had no idea that the flood was about to come and take them away. Listen, don't be taken away in the flood. Don't be taken away when things are shaking and going down. Listen, that's not going to be the time to start trying to figure out, where am I in this? You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be a rapid thing. And you want to know that you're in, that you're not out. And the time is now. Listen, when the Lord comes back, what is he going to find? Is he going to find you dressed and ready? And with grape stains on your hands and vineyard dirt under your feet? Or are you going to be found outside with no garments? No garments of salvation. Listen.
Empty lamps.
Yeah.
No trim wicks.
Yeah. Boasting, thinking you got light. You have no light.
Right. And it's so important. I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's not a religious complicated thing. Because what John is talking about, what we always talk about, all you have to do is abide.
That's it.
And you can go to iabide.org and start walking what he's talking about. If you just abide, you're gonna be full of oil. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have a torch burning in your life, and your wick's gonna always be trimmed, and you're walking with God. It's not something like, oh, I gotta do something. No, right. Just gotta abide, man. ma'am, you just got to abide. And that's what he's talking about. I didn't mean, but yeah, because you think about somebody probably put some religious on you and go, oh, I got to go do something. Yeah.
Right.
You got to go hang out with Jesus. It's called abiding.
That's right. And when you hang out with him, you can't help but to fall in love with him and to give him your life. And not only that, but you look at ways at how you can return this gratitude of love, how you can do something for him. Listen, the time is short. The day of the Lord, he can come back at any moment. Be ready today. Decide today that you're not only going to give him your life 100%, that you're not going to have religion, you're not going to have a form of godliness, but that you want the real deal. You want to know the Lord. And if you know Jesus today, are you in his service? Are you laying it all down? Because when he comes back, you want to be found. You want to be found dressed in salvation and working in the Father's vineyard. That's what it's all about.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.